Disgraced Cardinal George Pell has a final chance to have his conviction for child sex abuse overturned when the High Court begins a hearing on the case later this morning. George Pell was convicted of the sexual abuse of two choir boys in the 90s and is currently serving 6 years in prison. He has always maintained his innocence. The court's decision will be closely watched by victims of clerical abuse around the world. The ABC's Elizabeth Byrne is at the High Court. Elizabeth, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
George Pell's lawyers have asked the High Court to throw out the conviction against the cleric. On what grounds?
Well, on the grounds that there were practices and rituals within St Patrick's Cathedral which should have made it impossible for these offences to have occurred. And those rituals were things like an archbishop should never be left alone while robed, that George Pell, for instance, would go to the steps and talk to worshippers immediately after Mass, that there would be a hive of activity around the room where the offences were said to have taken place after Mass, and that it would have been impossible for someone not to notice that the offending was happening, or the risk of being seen was very high. There were a whole series of things, and they described those as compounding improbabilities and said that they were solid obstacles to conviction, and that's essentially at the heart of their appeal to the High Court. They say the Victorian Court of Appeal should have taken that more into account, and it's failed to do that.
Okay, so these compounding improbabilities, will they be laid out again to the High Court, and will we have, for instance, arguments being put by the Crown and the victim's lawyers in response? Basically, is this whole process going to retry all the evidence?
Well, hopefully not, Fran. The High Court had set down some rules about this. It was in quite an old case, 1994. It was M v. the Queen, so it's called the M test. And it lays out the rules for appeal courts, where they are supposed to independently assess the evidence, usually by reading the transcripts, and then make their decision about whether it was open to the jury to reach the verdict that they did. Now, appeal courts are not supposed to be a jury. The idea of that rule was so that you have trial by jury, not trial by appeal court. So it's been, it's quite an important issue. So the court won't be hearing all the detailed evidence. They'll be hearing about how the appeal court dealt with those compounding improbabilities, and whether by not accepting that they supported Pell's innocence, that they should have looked at it differently, mm-hmm. and applied the M test in a different fashion.
Okay, so what's the legal process here in the High Court? As I understand it, the High Court hasn't actually yet agreed to hear this appeal.
Well, in a technical sense, that is correct. But in a practical sense, they have told everybody to arrive here today with their arguments. So I don't think they're not going to hear the arguments. This does happen. It's not unusual for the High Court to say, we'll tell you if we give you special leave later. We'll hear your arguments first. And that happens quite a bit.
Okay. So what's the timing on this then? How long is it likely to go?
Well, it's set down for 2 days now, so they'll hear the arguments. There is a chance always that the High Court will turn around at the end of the arguments and say that, we don't accept this appeal, or we do accept this appeal and we'll give our reasons later. They only usually do that in fairly extreme circumstances. In this case, I suspect they'll give it sort of about 3 months before they give us an answer.
So can we canvass the possible outcomes here, the options for the court?
Well, there are a few options. I mean, One, of course, is that they allow the appeal and George Pell walks free. Another is that they reject the appeal and he just stays in jail. They could refer it back to the Court of Appeal. I don't know what the Court of Appeal would be expected to do with it, but we'd have to wait and see what they said about it. There were some unusual things about the way the appeal court conducted this case. One of them was that they went and had a look at the video of the victim giving evidence, as well as a lot of the other witnesses. Plus, they also went to the cathedral for a view. Now, this was very unusual, and the court has sent some questions to the parties about this, because normally an appeal court would just go off the transcripts. They're supposed to, if you'd watched a video, it imposes a different, it shows you the demeanour of a person and that sort of thing. It imposes different qualities on the evidence. So that is one possibility, but we won't know which way they've gone or even if they've decided it was worthy of their attention until they reach a decision.
And Liz, is it the full court?
Yes, it will be. Well, it's always a full court for a hearing like this, but it will be the full seven today because they're sitting in court one.
Elizabeth Byrne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
The ABC's High Court reporter, Elizabeth Byrne. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:14.